You have to let us in, Octa said. The uniformed and helmeted security woman standing in front of the closed east entrance doors shrugged.
Actually, I don't.
No, really, you do.
Octa made a subtle gesture with one hand and poured soothing feelings of peace and compliance into the security agent.
It's Jedi business. Very important.
The woman gave the Jedi Master a smile. Perhaps it would have been a scowl of irritation had Octa not been smothering her with dreamy goodness through the Force.
First, the door's just sealed. It's called a lockdown. Happens all the time. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here. I'm sure the office will tell us in a minute why. Second, no. Not only can I not let you in until the lockdown ends, really, I don't have to.
Exasperated, Octa turned away and returned to the side of her apprentice a few paces back.
We need another entrance, one with an appropriately weak-willed guard.
Sahar's eyes were unfocused as she stared at a blank wall of the building.
He's moving, looking for something. Ascending, I think.
A vehicle. He has to be looking for an escape vehicle.
Octa turned back toward the guard and raised her voice.
You, where are the hangar exits from this building?
That's classified.
Some of them are public.
Everything's classified during a lockdown.
Octa made a strangled noise and turned back to Sahar.
I hate good guards. They're the most inconvenient things in the universe.
Happiness. He's elated.
Can't he feel you?
Maybe. Maybe he doesn't care. He's about to get away.
Meld with me. Give me a sense of him so I can pick him out.
Sahar extended herself through the Force, a tentative expression of power. She was years behind other Jedi students her age, many of whom were already Jedi Knights. But she performed the technique correctly, and Octa could feel her emotions, feel the distinctive characteristics of the living being Sahar was trying to track. It was easier for the Master.
Up about 10 meters, this way.
She set off at a trot northward, along the wall that would gradually curve around toward the north entrance. Sahar followed. Octa could feel decisions being made.
He's considering two vehicles. No, he's taking two vehicles. How can he take two vehicles? One inside the other?